Industrial suppliers conglomerate Invicta Holdings, in which Christo Wiese is the biggest shareholder, issued quite a shocking update on Friday, highlighting potentially costly tax liabilities that were explained in detail at today's results presentation. And clearly, management realized that a lot of the noise around tax and structures and Christo Wiese is detracting from the core business prospects. So they've decided to put it up front on page one of the presentation pack. And I'm joined now by Invicta CEO Arnold Goldstone. Evening, Arnold.
Good evening, Michael.
Now, these tax structures management used have been around for a while, and it must be said that they had been disclosed as SARS compliant when instigated and audited by SARS yearly and passed and signed off as tax compliant. We do have the situation now that SARS is scratching about for cash, so must be placed on the table that this is highly contextual. You've now raised 400 million rand to go along with 150 million rand raised last year as a potential liability that must be settled with SARS should you fail to reach an agreement. But you've said that first prize is quite clearly to find an agreement to all of this. How are you finding discussions with SARS now that the big business unit in particular is back in focus under the Acting Commissioner Mark Kingon?
Discussions have been slow. You know, there have been a lot of changes at SARS, and this is not a recent engagement. It's been going on for a while. SARS is very methodical and it's been very professional. So we believe that we're making progress. We've just taken a pragmatic view from an Invicta point of view. We believe that everything is tax compliant, as we've stated. But we are pragmatic, and we realize that this tax uncertainty and speculation and everything has harmed our share price, and it's made it difficult for us to do transactions using or to amalgamate existing businesses with third-party businesses. It's always reared its head, so we thought, look, let's knock it on its head, get serious with SARS, and let's see whether we can resolve something. So it's a pragmatic approach.
How confident are you that you can reach agreement? Because as you stated, this uncertainty is impacting your ability to fund growth.
I think SARS is playing reasonability. So, you know, I'm hoping that we'll reach agreement. You know, we know what our position is. You know, practical reasons we want to try and settle. It's difficult to get addiction. You know, one's dealing with a very big organization that has had its own set of challenges, and also is short of cash. So, you know, one's got to contextualize it that way.
I think some in the market have looked at one of your competitors, Udeco, which had a very similar structure on their balance sheet. It was also put in place by the same advisor, I believe, Bravura, which is a company that's got links to Christo Wiese. And it ultimately had to pay those taxes and massive penalties. So I think the market seems to be quite skeptical of an agreement being reached.
Well, the Udeco situation was actually a settlement with SARS. So I don't believe that one can necessarily draw a parallel between Invicta and Udeco. I don't know what their circumstances are, and I've never looked at the detail of their transaction. They've never publicized it. You know, we know our own basis. We know the history to our transactions. And we engaged with SARS along the way. So, you know, I'm confident that one way or the other we'll make headway with SARS. So I'm an optimist, and I believe that sanity will prevail.
And a pragmatist, it sounded, from these results as well.
Indeed.
Which is what many people have said of Mark Kingon over the years. You obviously are very closely associated with Steinhoff, sharing a common major shareholder, the Christo Wiese, and some of the family entities. What has the impact of the Steinhoff collapse been on the group?
The direct impact has been absolutely zero. But there is a contagion because there is a common shareholder. We have no direct links with Steinhoff whatsoever as a group. There's no shareholding link. There's no direct business link. So it's really through the major shareholder, what used to be a major shareholder at Steinhoff. We did a review internally when the Steinhoff share price collapsed to see whether there would be any contagion risk for us, and we addressed it and protected what we needed to protect, and there hasn't really been any direct effect. I can say, though, that our share price, definitely the analysts keep referring to it, as you have now, So it is a factor in people's minds. But for us as Invicta, business as usual. Dr. Visa has been a very good chairman. He gets involved when he needs to. He doesn't get involved in the day-to-day operations. He attends the board meetings. He's get attable when we need him. And nothing has changed on that front. So from our perspective, it's business as usual. We are delighted that we're at least in a position now with everything behind us as a group. You know, we've tried to deal with the tax matter head on. We've closed out all the financial structures that we had. So we've got a clean base, good businesses, capable of producing very good figures. A tough market, but, you know, we're confident that we'll be able to, you know, go forward and really achieve great results. So it's a clean deck for us.
A very tough market, and we'll come through to the engineering side of things, because as we've seen over the last while, manufacturing really has borne the brunt of some questionable policy decisions, obviously increased costs of power, and we know what's happening with Eskom at the moment. But before we move on from that, one thing that has upset a few market participants, Arnold, you know, when it comes to trading statements, the JSE rules state that issuers must publish a trading statement just as soon as they're satisfied that there's a reasonable degree of certainty that the financial results will differ quite substantially and all of that. Now, you released a fairly poor trading statement after the market on Friday and then released your full year results before the market opened today. Are you as management saying that you had no sight of the poor trading performance until Friday?
Well, this wasn't poor trading performance. The trading performance was fine. We just weren't sure about the tax provision. And it was really last minute stuff that we finalized the quantum of the tax provision. So the trading results were new, and the trading results were fine. You know, if you look at the actual figures, they were about 15% down, which is reflective of the market. So without the tax provision, there would be no need for a trading update. Tax provision was literally finalized at audit committee level and then subcommittee, which looked into it from a more specialized and tax and legal position on Friday. So, you know, it takes a little while to prepare the results once you've made like a major change like that. So our auditors worked right through, and so we, the minute we knew what the outcome was, we put out a SENS announcement, and then the SENS result was actually prepared and released a few hours later, but only got onto the JSE system, I think on Sunday. I can't remember what the reason was. And I noticed the JSE crashed this morning, so I'm not sure if
we spoke about that earlier, their software issues. But you can understand why the market would be a little bit miffed.
Yes. Look, I can understand it, but to be frank, there was nothing to report. So had we, the minute we knew, and in under normal circumstances, the minute we are aware that there is a need to make an announcement, we do that. There's nothing to be gained by not making an announcement. So, it was just, that's the factual situation. The minute we knew, we put it out.
Now, on the operating front, on the trading front, obviously a lot of the industry serviced by the likes of your engineering solutions group, for example, have struggled. And let's not make any bones about it. The South African manufacturing space is in the doldrums. We've got several policies from government. The IPAP is now in its 10th iteration. But as I mentioned earlier, we've got a lot of headwinds in the space. We've got the rising cost of power. We've got the fact that, broadly speaking, the South African economy hasn't moved forward. What does this administration have to get right to turn manufacturing around in South Africa?
A number of things. We need policy certainty, whatever that may be, we need it, so that we've got certainty of the environment, more labor flexibility if we can have it, and just certainty all around. So in manufacturing, give some incentives to manufacturing, create certainty on the mining front, agriculture, land. You know, these are all things that color whether people feel confident investing or not investing, whether it be in agriculture or in mining or in manufacturing. You know, South Africa is but one destination for global money. And we've, quite frankly, shot ourselves in the foot, I think, in South Africa. We sit on vast resources. But, you know, in Africa, we're not even the top 10th growing economy. So, hopefully we'll get enough certainty on that front. on government.
That was Arnold Goldstone, Invicta CEO, reporting back on a disappointing set of results for shareholders to stomach, certainly from a financial perspective, with much of the attributable earnings being eaten up by those tax provisions. Operationally, though, it does look like the group is making a good break from the past. You're listening to Classic Business.